my delegation's full support and cooperation in carrying out your duty. Mr. President, I ask the floor to categorically reject the absurd and provocative accusations against my country made by some countries like the US, France, Italy, Canada, and Ukraine. They are meant to misuse this forum for their own political purposes, as they did in the past, which is not surprising. Mr. President, it is undeniable fact and history that the United States' nuclear threat, which has lasted for more than half a century, triggered off the DPRK's access to nuclear weapons, and that hostile acts and military blackmail by the US have been a decisive factor of accelerating the DPRK's advance for bolstering up its nuclear force. And the US is not qualified to talk about a nuclear threat from other country, as it is the world's biggest nuclear weapon state and the only country that actually used this horrific weapon while conducting more nuclear tests than any other countries in the world. Recently, the US conducted a subcritical nuclear test, the third of its kind under the current US administration. This is a dangerous move that further deteriorates already worsened global security environment, having seriously negative impact on the strategic balance among major nuclear powers. By doing so, the US has revealed its strategic goal to militarily control other countries with an unchallenged nuclear edge, and it has added a new tension to the military showdown among the nuclear weapon states, fomenting the international nuclear arms race. This test also left impact on the military security situation on the Korean Peninsula. To cope with the strategic instability in the region and the rest of the world caused by the US unilateral action, DPRK will continue to take measures, including bolstering its nuclear deterrence, necessary for firmly defending the dignity and sovereignty of the nation and its people from all sorts of attempts by the US to deny my country's sovereignty. Thank you, Mr. President.
أشكر السيد ممثل جمهورية كوريا الديمقراطية الشعبية على كلمته، والآن أعطي الحديث للسيدة ممثلة إسرائيل.